It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Everybody, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibleg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
You're right.
And our throwback year today is 1987.
Correct again.
And it was on August 7th of 1987 that an American named Lynn Cox made history by becoming the very first person to swim between the United States and the Soviet Union in the Bering Strait.
Oof.
And that was a feat which has been recognized for easing the Cold War tensions between President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.
That's all it took.
Just a swim. Just
a young lady taking a dip.
That's right.
In incidentally frigid waters
up
there.
Cold. Yeah. So Lynn Cox's swimming career began in her native New Hampshire when she was just 9 years old. Not long after that, her parents moved the family to California so that she and her siblings could live near the ocean and have access to better swim coaching.
Hmm.
In 1971, she and her swim club swam the 31-mile Catalina Channel off the coast of Southern California.
Wow.
She proved to be a natural at open water swimming, and at the age of 15, she swam the notoriously difficult English Channel in 9 hours and 57 minutes, breaking the world record for both men and women.
Mm.
And 2 years later, she did it again in the English Channel and again broke the record with a time of 9 hours and 36 minutes.
My goodness.
She was also the first woman to swim the Cook Strait in New Zealand, the first person to swim the Strait of Magellan in Chile, and the first to swim around the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You give her some water, she will swim in it.
So she had the idea to swim across the Bering Strait from the U.S. to Russia in 1976, but it took her 11 years to bring the dream to reality. Political tensions between the U.S. and Soviet Union stalled fundraising, and Soviet authorities were not responding to the swimmer's request for permission to cross the border.
Hmm.
At the time, people living on the Diomede Islands, which are only 2.3 miles apart, were not permitted to travel between them because one was on the Russian side and one was on the U.S. side.
I see, yeah.
So in 1987, she decided the time had come. Her rigorous training regimen included regularly swimming in water between 38 and 42 degrees.
Oh, swimming in it?
Yeah.
How about just surviving for 5 seconds?
Right. She traveled to Little Diomede Island, which is about 350 miles north of Anchorage. But just 30 hours before the scheduled swim, there was still no word from the Soviet side if they would allow her to cross over.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, 24 hours before the scheduled time, permission came from President Gorbachev.
Okay. So, he gave it the thumbs up?
Yes. So she rarely swam in a wetsuit, regardless of water temperature. So she was wearing just a swimsuit.
What is wrong with her?
As she set out from the shores into 38-degree water.
Stop.
Yeah.
That.
With a team of physiologists monitoring her swim, she stayed in the water for 2 hours and 5 minutes, crossing the international dateline and continuing all the way to Big Diomede on the coast of the Soviet Union, 2.7 miles up the Bering Strait.
Hmm.
When she reached the shore, she was warmly greeted by about 30 Russians, including regional government officials, members of the KGB, and Soviet Olympic athletes. And her swim is considered one of the most incredible cold water swims in history.
That's great. No surprise the KGB was there.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Right.
When President Gorbachev traveled to Washington to sign a nuclear weapons treaty later that year, he and President Reagan raised a glass to toast the swimmer.
Did they really?
They did. Gorbachev said, quote, "We saw on television how sincere and friendly the meeting was between our people and the Americans when she stepped onto the Soviet shore. She proved by her courage how close to each other our peoples live."
Wow.
So she got a toast from the president. How cool is that?
Gets me right here.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
So not only is Lynn Cox an accomplished open water swimmer, she's also a best-selling author with 8 books published, and she's also a highly regarded motivational speaker.
Excuse me. Just the thought of being in that water makes me cold.
I know. You were looking up the pictures, and you were like, this looks freezing.
The whole time. Yeah. I started shivering while I was looking up pictures earlier because it's just so cold. Anyway, all right, what do we do here? You picked out a record to go along with Lynn Cox, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Come On and Swim by Bobby Freeman.
Okay. We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I want you to do the dog paddle. Okay. It's Bobby Freeman. Come On and Swim on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that jam?
Well, because we were talking about American swimmer.
Yes.
Lynn Cox.
Yes.
Who swam the Bering Strait on August 7th, 1987. And that's our Throwback Thursday.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quarter. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Lynn Cox is the first and only person to swim between the U.S. and Russia.
She swam in 38-degree water for 2 hours and 5 minutes.
And her feat has been recognized for easing Cold War tensions. How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
So I took the New York State safety boating safety course, mm-hmm. and one of the things that our the Parent and Rec Center, and one of the things our Coast Guard fellow told us was, once you're in the water, even like if it's warm water, like, you know, Lake Ontario in July, after you've been in there for, I do forget how long you said, but it was like after you've been in there for like a half hour, 45 minutes, hypothermia could start to set in. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about cold water, you literally have like, you have 5 minutes or else you're done for.
So what's like a difference if you're moving? Like because she was like, I don't know.
Do you think her, like, she has special, this is going to sound stupid. I realize this is going to sound stupid as I say it.
Special blood?
Yes. Do you think she has special blood? Do you think her blood is suited for cold weather, cold temperatures?
Something that is special about her that she's able to do all these, you know, open water swims like that in all different temperatures.
So, hey, folks want to learn more about Lynn Cox here. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Sure. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, you can all watch this unfold on Facebook Live every day. We put photos up. You see photos of Lynn Cox while we've been talking about her here. Then you can get to the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Sarah's Wiki Corner, like and subscribe. It's all made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much for your Wiki Corner today.
You're welcome.
Looking for number five tomorrow, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Same time, same place. Sister Sledge, Paul McCartney, traffic, weather, all on the way on Legends 102.7.